Welcome back to another edition of Fresh Tracks. Our guide, as always, through the music world is David Herzrud, and we're just a week away from a big holiday meal, which means the end of the year is nearby, and it's time to get out the best of lists.
You know, people always ask, why do you spend the time trying to come up with a best of list? Everybody's has a different opinion. I came across an article in the Guardian newspaper. They talked about how the musical landscape has changed. They put on there, what you think about this is kind of scary. There are 60,000 new tracks uploaded to streaming services every single day.
Wait a minute, every 60,000 every day?
Yes. and you have to realize that's music that's coming from all over the world.
Yeah.
But that is a lot. What's happened, at least as I found from talking to people, the whole thing has really become kind of overwhelming. Music has never been more abundant or accessible. I sit down, I listen to 200, 250 songs a week. I could, if I wanted to, not eating or sleeping, I could sit at my computer and listen to music 24 hours a day and never play the same song twice.
Yeah.
Maybe that explains a little bit why most people are sticking with the music they know and why, you know, half of the music charts are made up of greatest hits albums.
It's just one of those things, and I encountered this as easier media production tools came out a couple of decades ago, and then you hand them to someone who's interested in creating audio or video and say, look, with this, you can do anything you want. And they're just stuck because there are so many potential options. They've got analysis paralysis. I think we're talking about the same thing with music. There's so much, you don't know where to start, so you don't. You know, a best of list, a knowledgeable list of to get started, that's a great idea.
I could have done 200, maybe 300 albums, but I decided to just settle on 25. Now, these are not in any particular order. And by the way, people, if they want to go to the SDPB website, they can pull up the list of the top 25 albums along with three songs from each album so they can get a feeling for it. Now, talking about the 25 best of, we've already featured about 15 of the albums on the program, but we've got about 10 that we haven't talked about. But among the ones that we've talked about, there's Wet Leg, the British indie rock band from the Isle of Wight, whose debut album opened at number one on the charts. There's Calexico, the Arizona-based band that blends Americana, Tex-Mex, and indie rock. This is their 13th studio album, and I personally think it's one of their best. There's an album by Joan Shelley. She's the indie folk artist. And I taking a look at it, some people say this is her 8th album. One article said it's her 9th. I don't know how you count them.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I could tell you, the lady has a beautiful voice, and I love her music. There's Snarky Puppy. This four-time Grammy Award-winning music ensemble blends jazz, rock, world music, and funk, which I think is absolutely fantastic. I love their albums. There's Kolonien. That's the four-member family band that hails from Sweden. They're kind of leading a folk music revival over there. I love these folks. They are probably one of the best exports that Sweden has. And I think they're going to start coming over to the United States. Hopefully they'll play in South Dakota, because I'd love to go see them. You have Umu Sangari, the Grammy Award-winning Malian Wasulu musician. This is her 9th album. She's referred to as the songbird of Wasulu. And Father John Misty. I love his stuff. Wow, has this man got it all. He's a musician, songwriter, singer, and producer. And this album, with absolutely lush instrumentation, I think harkens back to Nilsson's Schmilsson album, mm-hmm. which came out of nowhere. People weren't expecting it, and it became one of the biggest albums of the year.
Well, let's move on to some of those that haven't appeared onto the program yet. You like Miranda Lambert.
She is an absolute phenomenal individual and artist. This is her 9th album, and personally, I think it's her best.
And this is the album Palomino by Miranda Lambert.
And I'm making an assumption here that diehard fans probably already have the record. If you haven't, you take a look at it and look at the song selection. For example, there's a cover of Mick Jagger's Wandering Spirit, which was on his 3rd solo album. There's another song called Music City Queen, which features the B-52s, one of my all-time favorite new wave bands.
She was a Belle of Biloxi back in her day, Shreveport sailing all the way to the bank. She was fishnet fancy for a buffet line, had the same red carpet since 79, and she was staying alive.
This is a great record, regardless of whether or not you like country.
Miranda Lambert, and a kind of a country representative in this list, the selections that she's covering, and just the general feeling I get from modern country music is there's an infusion to some degree of a rap-type lyric in country music where the verses are more of a monotone, and they have a rap-type structure. That's what it feels like to me, and I'm not sure if that's done intentionally. I get that feel from the Miranda Lambert tune we're featuring.
There is so much music out there, it's hard to miss it. People like Miranda Lambert, she's popular enough that if she decides she wants to make an album and put anything on it, it's her decision, and her record company is going to go along with it. I mean, I have a lot of respect for this lady. Great artist. Another album, and some people are going to say, what? it's a band called Ghost and an album called Impera. They're a Swedish hard rock metal band. This is their 5th album. They've gone from a kind of an underground phenomenon to playing, headlining arenas, all within the space of 10 years. They're considered Sweden's biggest export since IKEA and ABBA. They are huge. And one of the things that's kind of interesting about them is the band loves horror films. And the backing band is referred to as Nameless Ghouls.
Well, what's going on in Sweden? Like, are there Colonian on the folk side that's grabbing a more global reputation, and now Ghost with Impera?
Sweden is a country, small though it is, not a large population. It's very easy for a band to go over there and play. They do such a wonderful job. I pulled up a cover of Ghost doing ABBA's I'm a Marionette. Really kind of interesting. Ghost right now is probably one of the biggest metal bands in the world. The last album I wanted to speak about today is from a band called Smile. An album called A Light for Attracting Attention.
I love the name of that album.
It's kind of a strange album because there's 3 musicians in the band. 2 of them, Tom York and Johnny Greenwood, are members of Radiohead.
Free in the knowledge that one day change. And this was just a bad moment. We were fumbling around.
I mean, you want to talk about a background. One of those albums you put on and you need to listen to it probably two or three times to really get into it. But when you do, oh, you're going to love it.
I love the list because it's not in a descending order of number 25 to number one. I also love the list because of the coverage. And you're going to really get a sense of the global feel of the music that you're being introduced to. So, new to the list that you haven't heard until today is Smile, Light for Attracting Attention. Also Ghost with Impera. And have a listen to Palomino from Miranda Lambert. Check out the list, sdpb.org/music. It's fresh tracks, and you'll find in the list, you'll have a selection of two or three songs that you can get a little sample. If you want to go a little deeper, we're going to give you a head start. And as always, great thanks to our musical guide. It's David Herzrud and Fresh Tracks. Thanks, David.
Hey, thank you.
She was a Belle of Biloxi back in her day. Shreveport sailing all the way to the bank. She was fishnet fancy for a buffet line. Had the same red carpet since 79. She was